everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Sophia Lily Love. This is my second podcast. Very excited. I wanted to talk today about something that came up for me just about an hour ago, and it definitely inspired me, and I wanted to share it. So what came up for me was this concept that might interest you or that might speak to you today. It's something that I've definitely thought about a lot in my life, and it seems to kind of keep coming up, and I see quotes that, you know, resemble it or that kind of bounce around it, and I find it very, very interesting. So, if you're anything like me, you are very conscious of, you know, what's going on around you or what's going on within you, or maybe you're working on becoming a little bit more conscious of that, or maybe you're working on becoming a little bit more in tune with what's going on inside. Something that that I've, you know, been thinking about is this concept of self-love. I always preach on self-love. I think that it's the foundation of a lot of, you know, just a lot of what can come out of us. You know, by starting with self-love, I feel like a lot of things can come from that concept. And I heard a quote. I cannot remember who says the quote, but the quote is, "Go where you are celebrated, not where you are tolerated." And when I first heard that quote, I think it even may have brought me to tears, because it resonated with me so much. And I will tie this into self-love and what this means to me. You know, go where you are celebrated and not where you are tolerated is just so profound, so profound. I've noticed that sometimes I'll put myself in situations where I'm uncomfortable or I don't feel as though the people surrounding me are celebrating me. And, you know, at sometimes that's okay. Sometimes it's okay to not be celebrated. I don't need to be celebrated, you know, all the time. I don't need for people to be throwing me a, you know, cheers, Sophia's here, party every time I show up. But if it's an overwhelming theme that continues where you are consistently feeling as though you're just being tolerated, that can really start to affect your spirit and your soul. And so I connect it to self-love because self-love is incredible, but it's so odd that I feel like we shy away from it. Are we waiting for a reason to love ourselves? Are we waiting until we feel as though we've done enough to where we can love ourselves? Or, ah, yes, I have accomplished this. Now I can love myself. Now I can be proud of myself. Are we waiting until we define more of ourselves, or are we waiting for something to spark that says, ah, yes, now I can love myself? Or is self-love just underneath everything? Would you say that in your day, have you ever denied yourself of self-love? Have you ever been going through something that is so heavy or so troublesome or so impacting that you've denied yourself of that self-love? Or have you found yourself in a situation, scenario, or environment where you're just being tolerated and not celebrated? And if you practiced self-love, self-honoring, self-pride, self-accomplishment, self, you are enough. I am enough. All that I am is enough. All that I have done, it's enough. If we did that, would we find ourselves in these situations where we're just being tolerated? Or would it change the game a little? Would it have a ripple effect? Would we find ourselves aware of the fact that we're in an environment where we're just being tolerated? So I'm very inspired by that quote, and it's definitely intriguing me, and I hope that it intrigues you too, to pay attention to what's going on around you and to listen internally and question, am I being celebrated? Is there something that I could do to make this different? Is there something that needs to change? I know that's question. These are questions that I'm asking myself, so I ask that of you, to look into your life and see if there's any opportunity to implicate more self-love to therefore have an effect on your environment. Thank you so much for tuning in again to Sophia Lily Love. I hope you enjoyed my podcast today about self-love and celebration. And I hope that you carry this with you today, and I hope you can find a moment in your day today to practice self-love, self-compassion, and to celebrate yourself a little bit, even if it's just for getting up today. I hope you have a great day. Take care.